If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And we are here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then the program drops at your favorite podcast platform. So just look for Catholic Audio Media. All one word, or if you're on Spotify, it's Catholic Audio Media, three words. Well, it's Monday, and on Mondays, we talk about my homily. Actually, we don't talk about it, we actually present it. So anyway, this is something that I've actually received some very positive comments on it after Mass, and it talks about why I always reiterate all the time that you cannot sum up our faith in simply a moral code. So let's switch over to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, and hear the homily from the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass on Sunday, May 12th.
One of the things that I preach practically every single week, right up until going back several parishes, is to always keep in mind that our faith is not a moral code. It has a moral code in it, but it is not defined as a moral code. And there are organizations you can join that are defined by a moral code, but Catholicism isn't one of them. And I bring that story up in light, or bring that fact up in light of our second reading today. I want to tell you a little story before that. I was down on Race Point on Friday. Now, if you don't know where Race Point is at the very tip of Cape Cod. It is actually part of the National Seashore, so it is actually part of the National Park Service. So anyway, I was down on Race Point in the beach, and I'm sitting on one of the little mounds of sand that is there looking at, obviously, the Atlantic Ocean. Water was choppy, but it, you know, which normally it is. It wasn't too bad. It wasn't really bad, but it was a little choppy. And you'd sit there and watch the waves break and then spread out on the beach. And you know that whole scene is very relaxing. It's very rhythmic. And I'm looking at that, and I'm reminded of an experience I had a long time ago. I was at a dry dock. It was a ship there, and one of the chiefs from my ship was, I saw him, and I said, gee, I'm heading back to the ship, do you want a ride? And he popped in, he said, sure. And when he gets in, he starts yelling, but he's not yelling at me, he's venting, and he starts screaming. Now, before I say anything, this is nothing against anyone from college, you know what I mean when I say this. He starts screaming, those college boys! I'm like, okay. Now, he was a bosun's mate chief, by the way, which means he probably never went to college, but bosun's mates take care of the ship, which means they keep it clean, but they also fix it in many ways, like the paint and stuff, and they're extremely intelligent and very creative. So anyway, he gets upset. Those college boys! And he goes and tells me the story. What happened, that was a fairly new ship in the dry dock, and I don't know whether they were on sea trials or they were on operations, but they hit a really bad storm off the coast of Oregon, and the ship started to break up. He says, those men were working all night just to try to get that ship back to port. They were bailing and everything because they were afraid that ship was going to break, but started to crack. And apparently there was water coming in. And he was absolutely going upset. And it says, those college boys, don't they know? And what he explained, the problem was they didn't put an expansion hull into the ship, which is the same thing that you would find from a bridge, that expansion joint. And if you don't put that into the bridge is going to crumble. Well, the same thing happened in the ship. They didn't design an expansion hull in the ship, and it started to break apart. And then he said this very powerful word, sentence to me, which I've never forgotten. Don't you know that the sea is the most powerful natural force on the earth? And I'm remembering that as I'm sitting there on the beach looking at the water and seeing the Atlantic Ocean, the waves break and then spread over the sand in a very rhythmic way. And I'm also looking at that which has the most powerful natural force on the earth. That same gentle water has the potential to tear up a ship very easily. And I've been out to sea in choppy weather, which is fairly okay, and 16-foot swells. And 16-foot swells are pretty interesting to deal with unless you have a hangover, because this was during my time I wasn't in the ship. I wasn't in the going to church. And if you have a hangover in that experience, you just basically say, someone please shoot me, because it's a rather miserable experience. But that's where I was. And I had that experience, and I know that power he was talking about is very real, and it does have that power. Now, I bring that up because in today's second reading, we see an interesting line here from St. John. And he says that God remains in you. And if you look at that, it means this God that remains in you. Now, we want to understand that within context, because he doesn't say Jesus. He mentions the Holy Spirit, but he didn't say in that line the Holy Spirit. He says God. And who is God? God is three persons, one God. We're going to look more about that in about 2 weeks on Holy Trinity Sunday, but it's three persons in one God, and that those three persons are in a, like a community of love, infinite, that grows all the time, a very powerful community, the three persons and one God, and that is what remains in you. That power, which is greater than the most powerful natural force on earth, obviously, which is far greater, far more powerful, but also very gentle, is there within us. And that's the power and the reality that is in touch with us, that is connected to us and calls us to be connected to God. And in that, that's why our prayer is so important, because we're connecting with that God. We're being part of that invitation he gives to us to be part of this. We are praying. We bring everything in prayer to him to bring that within that reality. I was with a man yesterday morning who talked about the importance, a very prominent man in the city, and he talked about the importance of, especially if something's difficult coming up or a major decision, to sit there for some time before the Blessed Sacrament, before Jesus, he said, so that he can get that deeper understanding of what he needs to do. That's the power that we are connected to because God remains in us, which also would explain why it's so wrong to define everything we do here as nothing more than a moral code. It is so much more powerful than that.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com and your favorite podcast platform. Well, of course, as you heard in my homily, I took that experience, and we've talked about that before, to do an adventurous form of prayer. And I took that experience of praying, and I was actually looking forward to it, which obviously was a good experience, of sitting on the beach at Race Point. And as I explained, I mean, many people in the Boston area and the listening area are quite familiar with where Race Point is. But if you're not familiar with Race Point, aside from the islands off the coast of Massachusetts, which are Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard, the next land that you hit, if you go straight, which would be east from Race Point, I think, is Spain. It might be France, but I think it's Spain. It's literally the next land that you would hit. And so it's right across the Atlantic Ocean. And I have had that experience of being out to sea, and you know that that ship is being tossed around, and you know the power of the sea. It's fascinating when you're on a ship and you see what looks like from the ship this huge wave come over the entire ship. But if you were looking from off the ship, you would see what looks like the ship go under that wave. And it once you understand that the ship is there and it's pretty solid, you realize you're not afraid of what can happen, but it's quite adventurous. And I'll use some of those stories in the future. But one of the most fascinating things you see is when you're out to sea and you're on the bridge. I am a qualified helmsman. I don't know if it still qualifies today because that was 40 years ago. But I am a qualified helmsman, even though I'm a sonar technician. I was a sonar technician. Granted, there aren't many sonar technicians that are qualified helmsmen, but I am one. And you're standing on the bridge and you hit this. You get tossed and you start to list a bit, and then of course you list back, so you're straight on. But when you list, it's 7 degrees. I think that's the farthest I've ever seen it. You'd be surprised how much 7 degrees. You think 7 degrees isn't that far. Oh, it is. And everyone is standing like they're in Michael Jackson's Smooth Criminal video. They're all standing and you're holding on to make sure you don't tip over. It's fascinating. Anyway, we're going to talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day, and we will see you then. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.